Yo, what's up, people? Good morning again. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm so excited this morning. You are welcome to Ogasiyo, the podcast. Yeah, my name is Lekan Lawa. Just like I said again, I'm excited this morning. This morning is a very, 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 very good morning because I just got a text message this morning that my COVID-19 credit target facility loan has been approved. Wow. Yes, so I'm going to be talking about that this morning. I'm going to be sharing my excitement with you. I'm going to be telling you why I'm happy, and I'm going to be telling you a whole lot. So today, I'm going to be talking to some people. They are the Doubting Thomas. All of you that used to doubt something, I'm sharing this podcast today because of Una.
Yes.
So as I was saying, I'm going to be talking about those who normally doubt opportunities before they apply for it. And we're talking about opportunities and how you can take good use of it. Thing is, we need to understand that we are open to a world of opportunities. As a matter of fact, Ogasiyo is bringing a lot of opportunities to our doorstep. It's bringing a lot of opportunities to our mobile devices. We need to learn to cultivate the habit of taking good use of opportunities. Last night, CBN, the Central Bank of Nigeria, had to do a short video urging, let me just use street language, they were begging people to come and apply for this loan, for this facility, where many people are still thinking it is fake, it is unrealistic, it is APC, it is PDP. What is your business with that one? Apply for it and then move your business forward. As a matter of fact, those of you that are thinking maybe because of guarantor, to get guarantor, this, it has been waived. You can read our latest news on www.ogasiyo.com, especially in the loan category. You see it there, how to apply for CBN loan without collateral. Go and read it, follow the instructions, and boom, you are back to life again. All of these things are very, very important for us. We cannot keep complaining, we cannot keep repeating, you know, saying the same issue over and over and over and over again, and we are seeing opportunities lying to us in our face, and we're not just taking good use of it. When I was serving, I remember I was privileged to have an information is power. When people say information is power, like, don't take it for granted. Information is power. When I was serving, I talked about planning. So before I served, I knew where I should see myself in the next few years. Okay, and one of those things I want to do was that I want to be one of the big film producers in Nigeria. Yes, that's my number one dream. Just in case you don't know, I make films for a living. You can check my films on Aria Television on YouTube. Yes, I make some very, very good films. Okay, so when I did I pay for that, but don't mind me. When I was, before I went for service, when I was still in school, I already knew that I want to make films. I knew that when I finish school, this is what I want to do. In the next 5 years, this is where I want to be. So I was like, okay, if I have an opportunity to get equipment, it will make my work easy, because Robert Rodriguez, the guy that directed, it's not Desperado, I can't remember. So he said that if you are creative, you are powerful. If you are creative and you are technical, you are unstoppable. So I took that word to my heart that, okay, I'm creative, I can write stories, I can act, I can direct. Let me be technical, let me be able to film my films myself so that I'll not be held ransom by anybody because I want to make a film. Before I went for service, I already knew that, okay, by the time I finish school, I was already trying to look for who and who I can talk to borrow me money. You know, I did not have, when you say ideas rules the world, I didn't have money then. Yes, I didn't have any money, but I believe that somehow I can always get access to funds since I know what I want to use the money for. It's business, right? Business is all about taking risk. If I went to service, I knew that, okay, I was already looking for who and who I would talk to that would borrow me some money to ensure that I can get the equipment. So I was already making that plans. Then I went to service. I was serving in Osun State. Then I did not attend any of the lectures, like, just forget it. I did not attend any of the lectures. I was in OBS, you know, I talk a lot. I was the head of programs in OBS. So I was always in the studio, you know, doing some programming or whatever. On this particular day, as God will have it, I went for lecture. The only lecture I went for. And I attended lecture towards the end of the lecture, whereby, you know, the speaker was saying, come and collect government money. Come and do this one. You will not pay back. You pay back in 5 years. Eh? Pay back in 5 years. I was shocked. The next thing he said, there is no interest. Yeah? I must take this loan. So immediately I never go and meet him. You know, people will go and meet such people after the program. People went to meet him, disturb me. This one, I don't go and meet him. I just look for his address. Then after about a month, I now went to his office in Oshodbo. I went to his office in Oshodbo. I went to go and see him and say, I want to come and collect the money. He said, it's not like that. You have to wait. You have to, the portal has to be open. This one has to do this. You have to feel it's a competitive stage. I was a bit discouraged then because I went, you know, I woke up that morning. I was excited. I took my clothes. I took body spray. I took a perfume. I said, I want to go and collect 2 million. Abi, on getting to his office, he said, no. It's not going to happen like that. I said, how? He said, it's the first stage is a competition. He said then that the loan has four stages. That the first stage is the competition stage. You have to submit a convincing business plan online first. And after that, those who skate through that stage will be invited. If you skate through that stage, you skate through the second and the third and the first stage. The second stage is the training, whereby they would invite you for a training and they will train you. Then the third stage is that you will now go and apply for the loan. The first stage is to get disbursements for the loan. So then I said, okay, so I'm not collecting this money today. I think I went to his office around July. Yes, I went to his office around July that year. And thinking that they will open the portal August. By August, I called him on phone. He said they have not opened it. September, they have not opened it. October, they have not opened it. November, they have not opened it. December, they have not opened it. In fact, I had given up on it entirely. Then February, I just opened my Facebook. Bam. What I'm seeing, okay. What I did is, another thing I did is, I went to go and follow Bank of Industry on all their platforms, on Facebook, on Twitter. I followed them and I click enable notification. So whenever they post something new, I see it first. So when February, I just opened my Facebook page and I'm seeing a notification from Bank of Industry that the portal is now open. Well, you cannot imagine how I ran, like not physically, in my spirit, I ran to their network sharp. I went to go and start the application. I started the application. I filled everything I should fill, and I was like, okay, at this point I've lived everything for God. Lo and behold, after 2 months I received that mail that transformed my life, that congratulations, you have been selected. I was so happy that I was shortlisted. I went to Oshun again. I went back to Oshun for the training, for the 4 days training. We even paid for the training. They fed us throughout the 4 days. You know, we got trained. I was Miss Bimbo Sochukwu of Valucon was our trainer. She trained us. And after that stage, I came to Lagos. It was not an easy thing though, because nothing in life comes easy. And I came to Lagos and I continued the process. At some point, it was a little bit difficult. It was very, very difficult. Like, it was stressful. It stressed the hell out of my life. After about a while, lo and behold, I got my facility. Yes, that is the cocoa. I got it. You understand? And let me tell you something. I broke record. I did not just get it. Out of 25,000 of us, 1,000 were picked. Those were people that were in Lagos. I was the first to go to Lagos. It was not an easy task. Give my business a boost. Many of my mates finished university, finished service, and the next thing I'm taking off is looking for a job. Me, I finished coming to come and he's saying they can take, go and do business. You know what it means? It means I seized opportunity. So we need to learn and cultivate the habit of seizing opportunities, take opportunities. You have nothing to lose, just feed the form. But if somebody is asking to pay for money, the person is 419, don't pay. I did not pay for a dime. And now the COVID-19 one, that one came. I was like, hey, look, this thing is not affecting your business now. What will you say? I cannot lie. I don't lie. Okay. The people that know me don't know I don't lie. So I said, this thing is not affecting your business. What will you do? Oh, okay. I did not apply. Then after a while, I said, look, but you used to write books for secondary schools. I do literature books for secondary schools. And it's okay. But there was a particular time you're supposed to go and receive money from a school who is owing you. And a week before that week, that was when the lockdown started. So it affected your business. I said, perfect. I have a very good visa. I just went to CBN, Nimasa, the microfinance bank. I filled the form. I begin to explain to them that this is what I did and this is what I did. I know I have an existing loan. I told them I have an existing loan with Bank of Industry. This one, that one. And lo and behold, my brothers and my sisters, where many people still think it is not possible. In fact, they were asking me, because I don't hear from them. They were asking me, Lekon, you are telling people to go and apply for loan. Did you get the loan? Did you do this one? Did you do that one? I said, no, I did not get. I was even giving reason. I said, no, I did not get. I was declined because I have an outstanding loan. I was in the toilet this one when I woke up and said, okay, let me go and empty my this thing. I was in the toilet. I just saw notification. Bam. Congratulations. Your loan has been approved. What I'm saying is you need to learn how to maximize opportunities. When you see them, take it. Go for it. If you are looking for a job, you have to apply. You apply in 20 places. Apply in as much. You have to just keep applying. You need facility. Keep looking. Keep reading. Don't stop. Don't give up. There is light after the tunnel. My name is Leko Lawo, and you've just listened to our episode on Ogasiyo, the podcast. I'm going to see you tomorrow by God's grace. And let me tell you something, your dreams will come true. That miracle that you are expecting, this week you will receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. To all my listeners, I love you. Keep safe. God bless you. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at Ogasiyo, and on Facebook at The Ogasiyo on Twitter. Mind you, go and read The Ogasiyo.com and find out how you can apply for the COVID-19 target fund. Peace. I'm out.